Hey, good morning, team, and it's happy. Well, tomorrow, it's close enough. Happy Mother's Day to you, mothers and grandmothers, and I know that's one of the biggest joys in my life. I mean, pretty awesome. We're here taking care of our grandson that's 9 years old, and yeah, that's one of the highlights of our day, that's for sure. So, and also a highlight is being on this call with you guys. So we look forward to every Saturday being on the call together. And wow, there's lots of you coming on. Yay, team. Woohoo. Well, you know, today our module is going to be, we're using the Eric Ward book, the 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional, the skills that we need to learn. And today our module is going to be on follow-up. But let's first start with our homework for 2 weeks ago, because last week was our recognition call, our celebration and recognition for April. So 2 weeks ago, our last field call was on presenting. And so one of the things that we'd had for our homework was to do 10 to text 10 people or call them, 10 people for appointments, to meet like for coffee or lunch or to a local event. And who would like to report? I know for sure that one of you did it. Well, who would like to report that they did it and maybe some results from doing it?
This is Ruth. I did it. I got 4. So one was supposed to be this week, and she canceled me last minute. So now I have 5 appointments for next week. So we'll see how that goes. just texting them to say. So what I did to jog my memory, so to say, was I went through old texts, and I just texted people like, "Oh, it's been a while. Do you want to get together with coffee, or would you just like to call and chat?" And so one of them was in Chicago, so we made a time to talk, and we end up connecting. And, so I think she's going to order an air filter. I'm not sure yet. We're working on it. But, you know, it was just to catch up with her. And she's somebody I met when I first started in NECAN in Chicago, and just catching up with her. She's retiring or whatever. So it's just really good to make the connection because it's been a long time since I've spoken with her. So,
Absolutely. And you know, that fits perfect with our topic today, because – follow-up is also another way you can look at it as nurturing. And that call, Ruth, that you and Eric Worre had that big, those super women, those super mompreneurs. I mean, he had those top, some of the top
women
in network marketing there in Las Vegas earlier this year. And that's what they called follow-up, is nurturing. You know, it's like, and it's perfect for moms. But, you know, it's also, you can think about it like when you plant seeds, when you're farming. I mean, you don't just necessarily plant those seeds and just walk off and leave them. We usually do things like water them and weed them. Anyway, I think nurturing is a good way to look at it, to realize that that's what we're doing. And what a lot of these gals talked about is it puts the emphasis on the person that you're following up with, so that, you know, sometimes we get afraid of following up. We think, oh, my goodness, what if they say no, or what if I don't know what the stuff is we make up in our heads. But anyway, if we're just thinking about how we're helping them, it makes it easier to follow up. Yay, Ruth. Who else would like to share? How about Bill Cottle?
This is Bill.
Really good.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Bill. Yeah, we hear you.
Well, I guess I could brag and say I nailed it, but you need to have the backstory of this. So I have been working on energy nights and trying to get the word out there every way I can possibly do it. So I did. I texted all of the customers and people that had come to the previous series, and that was a way to reconnect. Several of them wrote back and said, don't give up on me. I want to catch all 3, but today just doesn't work. And so I got lots of texts on Thursday that said, you know, keep poking me, but not tonight. And went to the event not knowing whether it'd be anybody there or not. And I have now 7 new friends, people that I, 4 of whom I work with in a community program called Fit and Fall Proof, and 3 that I'd never met before that night. And I followed up with with two of them who will get together. They were the ones interested in products, and so we're setting a date to have them come over to the house and learn more about the insoles and the Mag Duos. So I think that what I learned from this lesson is that you just have to be in motion all the time, constantly, you know, looking for people that you can share this with, inviting and following up. So it was a great week.
Wow, yay, Bill. And you know, the energy night, I mean, that's really been working for you, and I know it's working for Nancy. And, you know, that's something that all of us on the call can do is having, I think you do yours every 2 weeks, right, or twice a month?
Yeah, twice a month. It's hard to get a schedule where the library is available, but this next round we've got them on the second and the fourth Thursday of the month of May and June.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, awesome. does somebody else want to share?
And if you don't seem like you can back, just raise your hand with 5-star. I've got a couple of them muted out.
Well, and another subject we can share on, I had put on here for us.
Okay, here's Tyra.
Okay, Tyra, you're open.
Oh, hi. I wanted to share that I followed up with my customers that ordered during the conference. They gave the consultants free shipping that weekend, but then they also allowed our preferred customers, and that was just really great because my intention is to have more preferred customers registered. So both of the customers that ordered, one was my niece and one was a good friend that lives in Berkeley, California. She's totally disabled, but she loves the Nikon products, the duct tape. So with her limited income, she orders when she can. So was working on her order last night to get it to her because I had it shipped to my sister's house. But in talking with her, she says, well, she had to order the water bottle filter. And so I said, we're going to get you set up on AutoShip so that water bottle filter won't be an issue. It'll just be ordered each time you need it. So she said okay to that. And then she says, well, I have a friend that travels a lot, and I want to order 2 water bottles for her. And then another cousin that I talked to before I went to the conference, just to tell her I would be in Orlando, and she was going to connect me with some other family in that area. She ended up breaking her toe, so she called me back just at the time last Thursday. I was listening on a Zoom with Madeline in Ohio, and she called, and I told Madeline my cousin was calling back, and she says, well, just put the phone up to the computer. She can hear me, and I can hear her. And so they talked, and then she says she wants to order. So I'll be working with her. I've called her a couple times with her work schedule, but today hopefully I'll be able to finalize her order. So for me, I'm really focusing on following up with my preferred customers that I already have in the system.
Good job.
Hey, Tyra.
Yeah, good job, Tyra. And you brought up the important point of on the auto ship and for filters, and I don't think my mind just Tina. You know, Tina shared with us several times. I mean, she has all of her people that are on, filters. She helps them get set up on AutoShip, and that we do have the bi-monthly, every 3 months, every 6 months, you know, we have the AutoShips. And so people can have just a separate AutoShip for their filters so that they don't have, you know, so they don't have to remember to get their filters. And that's another way we can help our customers.
And Karen, just to add to that, with the water bottle, I usually suggest when they purchase that they purchase an extra filter. And so then they end up with 3 filters, and that could possibly last them a year, depending on the water. So then implementing that auto ship, it's just perfect to forward that.
Yeah, good point, and it saves them on shipping.
Can I add to that, though? I just want you to be very that what happens is the water bottle filters, just like our regular filters, only have a 30-day warranty. And if, God forbid, they get one that's defective when they're going to use it and it's past the 30 days, Nikon will not warranty it. So I think it's better to set them up with an auto ship so when you think they're going to need it versus them buying it all at once. Yes, they save in shipping, but it'd be a shame because I tell people it's man-made, not God-made, but if they got something that was defective, but, you know, it rarely happens, but it can. then mm-hmm. they'd be out the money. So that's the only thing I caution anybody when they want to order extra filters.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great point, Ruth. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, that's very important. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, our extra credit item I'm pretty excited about. So Ben Woodward on Tuesday, I mean, his calls on Tuesday, he's just gets out so much good information. But this last Tuesday, he talked about pretty much the consistent basics. Those simple little habits that we have that we do every day. And did any of you watch that, or were you on the call that you would like to share some thoughts?
This
is Ruth.
Ruth. Okay, yes.
Yeah. I watched the call, and I went, I was live on the call. He's amazing. That Tuesday call is phenomenal, but people that don't have that timing work for them, they should go back and listen to it, because his biggest thing, my few takeaways is his 3 points. You know, you got to make that contact list. You got to take it with you. And he quoted somebody, I can't remember who, that said the only time they have their contact list with them all the time, the only time they don't have it is when they go swimming and when they are in the shower. And it just showed me how important it was to have that contact list. So I actually started one on my cell phone under my notes, because I thought I need to have it so it's always there and accessible when I need it. Ben talked about not dabbling, that it's really important to just don't waste our time, and we really need to become professional. It almost sounded like Eric Worre, you know, how when Eric Worre's story was he finally decided he was so sick and tired of being not so great at network marketing, and then he decided to become a professional because he saw all those people on stage. And I kind of felt like, you know, that's what Ben was saying, like, you know, don't waste your time. Don't just dabble in it. You know, we have such a purpose. Anyway, back to the 3 things he talked about. Take your contact list with you, invite and make presentations, and use those ABCs. And, you know, that's a huge one for me, because I personally don't use ABCs as much as I should. So it's getting out of that comfort zone and asking people for help. And so, yeah, it was a great call. And it goes really fast. It's only like 24 minutes or something. It's really fast. And that's the beauty of Ben's calls. He's short, quick, and to the point.
Yes, Ben's calls are really great. They're always, the longest is 30 minutes and usually a little bit shorter. But, man, he gets the information into those 30 minutes or 27 minutes. And, I think I always get some clarity from listening to him. And one of the keys that I got was, you know, just like what you said, carry your list with you all the time. But you can have it in your cell phone. So it's so easy. We always take our cell phones with us. And so if you've got your contact list in there, then it makes it easy when you think of somebody to add to your list. You can add them when you, you know, maybe you've got a couple extra minutes while you're waiting to pick up your kids at school or you know, wherever you're at, you're waiting for somebody for an appointment. You can look at your list. You can maybe make a couple calls to set appointments or, a follow-up call. Just one of those nurturing touches, and so to me that was the big aha: is keep it in your cell phone.
Well, the other thing he said is keep it in your organize your contacts, so you can have groups in your contacts so that you know which group to go to. I mean, it's just another way to speed to right to the person you want to talk to.
I have when we did the roundtables in Orlando, I sat with Veronica Nava, and she is a New Royal Diamond from Latin America. And one of the things she talked about is she uses WhatsApp a lot, and she creates different WhatsApp groups. So, you know, she has 4 kids, so one for each kid, one for each type of sport, one for playing tennis and volleyball, because that's what she does. But when she has new people, she puts their name in the first name. You know how it says first name, last name, and company or something like that. In the first name, she puts first name, and then in the last name, she puts client, because then she will pull up by last name and send out, like, there's a special going on. So she has an automatic group from her contact list, because she puts in anybody that's a client, their last name is client. So I've not tried it, but I thought, that's brilliant. So when she does a WhatsApp blast, so to say, she pulls them up. So she hasn't created a group per se. She just has it based on the contact.
Yeah.
I thought, well,
that's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great idea. So I haven't done it yet, but that's what she does. And so when Mekin has, like, you know, like for the end of the year, she says, I don't know if Mekin's going to raise their prices, so you might want to buy stuff now. And so she got a bunch of orders that way. Or, you know, or when we know something, or when there's free shipping, or when there's a promotion, that's when she sends out to her people that have the last name client.
Wow, yes, that's a great tip. And like on your desktop computer, well, I guess it works for your cell phone too, because anyway, in your email, depending on your provider, currently we're using Yahoo, but we can organize people by different groups. So like when I want to send out emails, you know, I've got customer ones or hot prospects, or I've got the different ranks or people that are serious about building their business. So depending on, you know, who I'm sending the email to, I have these contact lists already set up with the email, so that makes it real easy to send out emails to specific parts of our database. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jack, did you want to say something?
Yeah, everybody is free to talk, so you can raise your hand.
Yeah, this is a mastermind.
With 5 stars.
This is where we share all of our tips and ideas. And so another thing that, so Ben's call really brought to mind, I mean, I think it all really goes together. I was reading about KPIs, which are key performance indicators. So KPIs, key performance indicators. All businesses have these key performance indicators that they keep track of on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis to make sure that they're on track to reach their goals. And so, you know, for us, our key performance indicators are, again, that we are adding names into our database so that we have people to contact, that we are contacting a certain amount of people per week, that we are doing a certain amount of presentations. So, you know, good numbers, you can set your own numbers depending on your goals, but if you're adding, you know, want to probably be adding at least 10 names per week into your list and contacting, you know, 10 people for appointments or for to invite to events or to sit down for to talk, and 3 presentations. I mean, if we really stay on track with, you know, sharing with people, 3 people, it can be all at one time. It could be at one event, or it could be 3 separate things where you're really delving deeper with people into how can they be a solution to what they're wanting in their life. You know, those are some of our really big key performance indicators. And then that really comes into today. Our subject is on follow-up or nurturing. And, you know, we've probably all of us heard many, many, many times that the fortunes in the follow-up. But Eric has, again, it's a wonderful chapter. It's nice and short. He's got the concept, you know, so what is follow-up? Follow-up is doing what you said you would do. Like, you know, if you said you would call somebody back, you call them back when you said you would, or if you said you'd get them some information, you get it to them. And then the concept number 2 that he has, I think, is so, so important. I mean, it turned out to be really important for him and for all of us, is the way he says it, the only reason to have an exposure is to set up the next exposure. And we learned that back in real estate because, you know, if you don't set up the next appointment, the next exposure, then you're always chasing them. You're calling them up. You're trying to track them back down again. If you have set up the next exposure, then you're the professional. Then you're following up. Then you're doing what you said you would do. And the big thing for him that he learned was when he first started was that every time he did a presentation, his goal was to close, you know, was to get them to sign up, was to join his opportunity. And what do you think? When I started, I would conclude every exposure by saying, what do you think? No one told me that was one of the worst things to do. And, yeah, so most of the people, they don't have enough information, so they just say, well, you know, I don't, you know, I got to think about it. I got to talk to my spouse. I got to do this. I got to do that. Maybe I'll get back to you. You know, I'll get back to you later. And then you're just in that loop where you're trying to track them down, and you always feel like you're I don't know. It just doesn't feel very comfortable. Yeah, it just doesn't feel comfortable. I don't think it feels comfortable to you. It doesn't feel comfortable to them. Whereas if you do have that appointment, then again, you feel good. You're doing what you said you'd do. They feel good. You're educating them. You're bringing them through an education process, because his next point is it takes an average of 4 to 6 exposures for the average person to join. And, yeah, at least that many. And I think it's a really good idea to use a tracking sheet. I know we sent one out before in the past, and my computer doesn't seem to have it in there anymore, but I've got one here. I'll send out to you guys in case you don't have one, that from Brody Cleaning. But this gives you a place to you know, kind of track them through that educational process of getting them some information, doing some demos with them, maybe loaning them some products and getting their results, having them come to events, being on a 3-way call, all of these different pieces of information. Again, we've talked about that before, but we want to be the friend, not the expert. We want to be the friend that's leading them from information source to information source. And they're getting educated. And then his next point is that you want to do that. You want to condense that. I mean, you want it to be over a 6-month period that you're bringing them through these different parts of the information process. I mean, they forget during that time, right? And you kind of have to start over every time. If you can get them through these different parts in like 1 to 2 weeks, it's going to be, they're going to, you know, they're each time they're getting a little bit more and more comfortable with the idea. And maybe they're coming to an event, or they're getting on a call and they're seeing that the other people are doing it, other people are interested, it's working for other people. So each exposure is helping them to become more comfortable. And if we can get that through that in a short amount of time. And then he goes over questions and objections, and I thought he had some really good points, but I see we're getting really down here in time. So let's open this up for you know, he talks about using feel, felt, sound when people say, well, you know, I don't think I have enough time or I don't have enough money, how powerful feel, felt, sound is. You know, I understand how you feel. I really felt like that when I got started, or you know, a person on my team, and you share how they felt, but this is what they found. It just helps people, you know, people to identify. But anyway, who has comments? Who has ahas? Who has things that they really got excited about from this chapter that you want to implement?
Good morning. This is Melissa in the Poconos.
Yay, Melissa! Woohoo!
I received the trifold. I almost said binders. Sorry, the trifold yesterday in the mail. Arnican Advantage, and I had an emergency client for my other business last night who put her back out and. Her and I have been talking, Nikan, to begin with, but she hasn't been quite there. And I handed this to her, and I said, do me a favor. I said, I love Nikan. You know this. You hear it from me constantly. And I said, and I love the brochure, but I said, this is because I'm already sold on it. I said, I understand what our products can do, and I love the company. I said, would you do me a favor and read this and give me your feedback? I said, I need somebody with a biased opinion. And I wasn't doing this as a pitch. I was doing this hoping I could see what somebody outside of Nikan who has heard it but hasn't quite gotten it, what they thought. She said, oh, sure, I'll read it. And as I'm leaving, she says, I'll look it over. I'll let you know. And I figure I'll give her about a week. I still have to laugh. My phone rang at 6 o'clock this morning, and it was her. She has an appointment with me Monday night. And we're going to be sitting down to talk Nikan. So this lovely little brochure is now my godsend.
Wow, that is so fabulous. That is so great.
Those tools
are really- Melissa, is that the trifold that Dave Johnson did, or is that the trifold through Ben Woodward's printing company that they got in Orlando?
Well, this is the one that I got through Dave Johnson. It's the one that you can find on Pathfinders.
Got it. So the white one.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I won't mind getting phone calls at 6 o'clock on a Saturday if this is how it turns out.
Is that exciting, Melissa? Yeah, you know, having a good tool, and I mean, the way you asked her, I mean, that's so perfect, is as a favor to review it in an unbiased opinion, because people feel so much more relaxed if they don't feel like, you know, you're trying to hunt them down or something, and if you're just asking their opinion and you want them to check it out for you. Or if you're asking people, again, like, you know, who do you know that this could be a fit for? And would you look at this to see who you know? And then a lot of times they'll say, wow, I'm excited. I want to know more. So, yay.
And, you know, you could add, when do you think you can look at it by? Or, you know, because you do want the feedback, right? And
definitely.
And,
oh, that, yes, good point, Jack.
It just might, you know, so then you could call her back. So if I call you, you know, she says, well, I think I'll listen, I can do it over the weekend. You could say something like, so if I call you Monday morning, then you will have read it. And, you know, just let them... Just give them some slack, or have them pick a time. If I call you Monday, would it be a good time for me to call to see if you, you know, what your feedback is? Something.
I had the lucky part that I knew I would see her Monday night because she's one of my regular clients, so I knew that.
Oh, there you go. So you already had that free. Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Melissa. How about anybody else help? Anybody else have something that they'd like to share from reading this chapter or some thoughts on following up and nurturing?
In general, yeah.
Jack, how do you unmute again?
Unmute is what?
Just unmute.
Unmute is 4-star, but you raise your hand with 5-star. So
4-star. Robert's trying to unmute. I apologize. He's on a different phone.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
There he is.
This is Margie.
Woo-hoo. Oh, and here's Margie. Wow.
Hello? Okay.
Okay. I guess Robert first and then Margie second. Okay, Robert.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm in the same room, the same phone, a different phone with I think part of it is just, you know, live your normal daily life, you know, just being out there. And two weeks ago, we were at a high school track meet, and there was a couple moms over there. One of them just came up and said, hey, you know, does anybody, you know, knees hurt? And then it turned out that her knee's been hurting for a while. It's kind of swollen, and we were making an appointment for her to come over and put on the knee wrap and I think the power chest, one of the magnets, and then within a couple of hours like that night or the following morning, her swelling went away. She's been looking for a solution, and now she's going to order a bunch of stuff, and her husband's shoulder's hurting and stuff like that. So we just need to follow up. And then in the same track meet, you know, another lady, you know, she hurt her ankle doing yoga or meditation. I don't know how you hurt yourself meditating, but anyway. That's not important, and we put some product on her as well, a power chip. So you just have also, you know, some just have products with you in a small bag. And now she's telling her aunt or something for next week. So I just, you know, just live normal life. You know, the opportunity will present themselves.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's really important, and I love your idea. You know, you have some of the products with you, have a little bag and have some of those things like some of the wraps and CM cream and power chips and some of the nice little things like that. So you're always ready.
Duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape. Oh, yeah. Super. Thanks, Robert. And then, Margie, did you? Oh, you're next.
Yes. Well, on vacation, I just did all kinds of networking. But first, I've got to tell you, before I left, I had this one guy that said that his brother has seizures so bad. You know, of course, he's had it for years. So what I did was I loaned him a mattress pad, but he came over, he bought a necklace and, you know, did some demos. And he said, I mean, his brother falls down and has at least three, you know, those, I forget what they're called.
The
real big grandmal seizures. That's what he has. And the last time I talked to him, he said now he's down to one. And so who knows what it is now. He probably isn't having any more. So it's just amazing, you know, what magnets will do for seizures. But when we were in, of course, on the plane, I networked with some people, and I've got to follow up with them on, you know, all kinds of different things. But when I was there, we met this couple that do slacky guitar. We went to the concert, you know, and of course, you know, I'm going to carry my bag of tricks. I carry my bag of tricks going anywhere. So, when I was there, I was telling, you know, the wife, she's on disability, about, you know, the magnets and whatnot. So what I did was I gave her some duct tape and I gave her, you know, a thing of those insole replacements because they work. And I told her which way to use it, told her to put it on her knee. And she told me, you know, because we made an appointment with him to have and to get together. And she said in 20 minutes. Her knee stopped hurting. The inflammation is already. And her husband, very skeptical. He says he has Rh negative blood, that, you know, a lot of copper, and he was afraid that the magnets would hurt. But the magnets worked. He noticed a big difference with the inflammation and everything. So they're wanting to buy all kinds of things. So that's really exciting. Plus, it, you know, it's really going to help them. I mean, because she's been on disability for a year or so. So I'm really excited about them. Just helping people, but at the same time, I know they're going to be customers, if not distributors. And then when I was in Hawaii, too, I met some other customers there that, you know, they used to be distributors, and now, you know, they're just customers. So we got to meet with them, and I got to educate them on all kinds of different new stuff. But yeah, I just feel like, gosh, McKenna is just amazing. And being on the plane, having my car seat, my, you know, my pillow and my water bottle, I mean, you just, it's just so many opportunities to talk to people if you're not sleeping. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that, you know, plus you can write off your trip, you know, if you're marketing on vacation, which I was doing. Anyway.
Absolutely, Marcy. I think you just got to go on more trips, more vacations. That's what we prescribe.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just thought
I have a question for Margie. Can you hear me? This is Nancy. Margie, you mentioned the replacement discs. Did you put them underneath the duct tape? That would impede the magnet moving, but it was still active and helping. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I always put it helps keep it in place. The duct tape over the magnets, it's like a miracle. You can either use the tiny ones or, you know, the shoe insert replacements. Oh, another thing, Michelle, you know, your distributor, what she did was she did a networking thing Thursday night at the coffee place. But it was just, you know, no customers or no prospects, but these were people already in direct marketing. And we had to get together at this coffee place, which was really nice because we got to educate them, you know, about our products. They educated us about their products. And it was great. I mean, I did a lot of trading, a lot of bartering with certain people just because, you know, I don't want to get them in ours like that. You see what I'm saying? But I could get them to experience our products, and then, you know, we can educate them more on the whole wellness home when I get them to my house. That's what I do. And even if they don't become distributors, they can be great customers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Wow, you guys. Well, yay. Thanks, everybody, for sharing. And you know, for people that weren't on right at the beginning, happy Mother's Day to everybody. And our action items here for this week are, you know, we keep adding on. So our key performance indicators, you know, we want to add names every week. So, you know, set your own goals. But I would recommend, you know, add at least 10 names to your list and invite 10 people, you know, text or call or email, invite 10 and really set your sights on having, you know, your 3 presentations. But then as this is our follow-up module, this coming week, let's just really focus on following up, perhaps using a tracking sheet, I mean, so that you have a way that you're going to follow up with people, help them through the education process, you know, probably at least 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times that you're going to be following up, and that, you know, you're going to feel good about it, they're going to feel good about it, because you're not, you know, you're not going to be hounding them. And, you know, just have a system. Make sure you have a system or a checklist so that you can really be great, really great at follow-up. So love you guys. You guys are awesome. Thanks. So many of you shared. I mean, we really appreciate it when you share, because that's how we all learn, is from each other. So yay team.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.